It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Hey, that's me. Thank you, Josh, and welcome everybody to the Mel Pearson Show. We are excited, as you should be too. The Huskies start 6-0, and I still haven't had a chance to go back and look back and see when the last time the Huskies are 6-0 to start a season, but it's been a long time. Congratulations on what was such a big build-up for this weekend and for it really to go almost perfectly with everything involved. Congratulations on the two wins.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dirk. I think first and foremost, you know, it's important to get those wins, but what a weekend. I mean, just with the Stanley Cup here, you know, a team like Michigan who hadn't been here in quite a while, that's, you know, a marquee team. You know, our fans, what a turnout by the fans. You know, fantastic. Our students, you know, they're lined up out the door there both nights to get in. I mean, you couldn't ask, I think, for a better weekend. I don't know what we could have done different. And a lot of credit to Suzanne Sanregret, the athletic director, and Joel Isaacson. Cal Larson, everybody over there, you know, from Dave Nordstrom, everybody did a phenomenal job. I know I talked to the guys who, you know, travel with the Stanley Cup handlers, so to speak, and, you know, both Phil and Mike said, you know, everything was just first rate, just how it was set up, how it ran. You know, they didn't have any issues with anybody wanting to see the trophies, and just a fantastic weekend. You know, you'd like to bottle that and do it every weekend we're home. But like I said, just really happy for our players. They've worked hard. They've worked hard, and they were ready to go this weekend, and they got rewarded for all their hard work.
You know, I know it's easy to get juiced up for games like this when you have so much hype, and I just, you know, I think a lot of us who are so involved with the team but not actually part of the team get nervous on weekends like this, and I didn't notice that from you. I mean, I could tell you were excited about it, but I didn't notice. In other words, I think you were confident that the guys were going to come out and do what they had to do.
Well, they've shown so far this season that they've been ready to play for the most part. So and you know, as a coach, you know if your team's ready or not. Usually, you've got a feel, you got a sense if they're ready to play, and can you compete with someone. I mean, I was nervous, Dirk. So don't kid yourself.
Well, I know.
But I think there was so much going on, it's so busy that sometimes those distractions, you know, you don't think about it as much. Whereas if you don't, you know, you're constantly thinking about, well, the power play. Do I have this guy? Who am I going to match that lineup against? You know, is Jamie going to be ready to go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, I get nervous still, which is good. But it's tough on the old body.
Well, it was great. I mean, Friday night, both nights, and what we have done in the last four games, Coach, is get the first goal, which we didn't do in the first two games against Lake State, and obviously we're able to win either way, but it really does make a difference, especially when you're at home.
Well, it's important, you know, especially at home. Like you say, you the first goal gets a crowd into the game, and anytime you score a goal, it gives your team a lift, some energy or momentum, and we got that. So both nights we were fortunate to score the first goal, and it's even important in Big Rapids. Ferris is a tough team to come back against. They just play such tight defense, so that was important on the road. But obviously is at home. And one of the things we wanted to do this weekend, they're our first home game, so we were a little unsure as a staff how we were going to come out and play. But I think with the electricity surrounding the weekend, our guys were fired up. And obviously that question was answered. We have to set a standard of play that we want to play with at home. And, you know, one of them is to get the lead, you know, to really jump the other teams and everybody have that first good shift. And for the most part, we did that. I thought they came out a little harder Saturday, Michigan, on us, and had the first real good scoring chance, the breakaway by Alex Kyle that Jamie stopped. I mean, and then shortly thereafter, we get a breakaway score. Right. I mean, it's a fine line.
It really is.
You know, you look at the scores and you might say, wow, we just out outman them. But you know what? The games are a lot closer, and they usually are. And one thing I've always noticed is when you watch the games back, you're never as good as you think you are when you won. You know, you see all the mistakes and, you know, a chance here, a chance there, a break there, you know, could change the outcome of a game. And then when you watch when you've lost, you're usually never as bad as you think you are. So there's always that happy medium in there. And you know, we have to understand that. And we have to preach out to our players that, you know, it's great. We're off to a good start. But, you know, there's a lot of hockey left.
The community was out in rare form, of course, with the sellout, but the students getting there early, obviously for the tickets, but to be there and absolutely making a loud roar when the guys came out for their pregame warm-ups gave me the chills.
Yeah, it was cool, you know, and we don't underestimate that, I know, or we shouldn't underestimate that. That means a lot to the players. Mm-hmm. when you come out and you already see that in warm-up. I mean, it's a great feeling, and obviously it gives you that extra little step in your stride, and it's important, and I give a lot of credit for the students. You know, they were standing there a long time. I'll give you an example. Friday there was, I think, the first students started lining up at roughly about 2:15 p.m. for a, you know, 7 o'clock game. That's crazy. I mean, that, you know, they didn't have seats or anything like that, so you know, I went to get them a, you know, bottle of water. Just they've been there for a while. And the next thing I know, there's another 5 students there just shortly thereafter. But that's fantastic. And I just, you know, we want to make sure that continues. And we want to make sure we, you know, keep the students coming into the MAC, because that really, really adds to the atmosphere of the whole game.
You know, there's so many levels of legitimizing this team with these two wins to the fans that have been listening to the games for the first two weekends, hearing the wins and thinking, well, okay, this team is good, but how really, really how good are they? And from what I hear from all the people that I deal with, especially after these games, that's what they said. They said, you know, we beat Lake State, you know, on the road, very impressive. Beat Ferris State at Ferris State. Okay, pretty good. Now when we play somebody like Michigan, how's it going to be? And everybody after the games this week, you know, and it wasn't a backhanded compliment. It was just like, you know, they were, a lot of times when we win games in the past, we would, you know, squeak by some of these bigger teams. We won the games handedly.
Well, yeah, and the past is the past. We can't change what's happened. And, you know, they're going to be naysayers still, even when you're winning. You know, you're always going to have people that find ways to maybe not be impressed or still don't want to believe, and that's fine. But we've got a lot of believers, and the most important thing is our team believes in themselves and believes in each other. And like I said, there's a standard of play that we need to play to. We're not going to probably go undefeated, Dirk, this year. We're gonna have some stumbles here and there, and we understand that. But the main thing is setting that standard of play so that when you start the game, when you go into battle every night, you have a chance to win the game. You know, maybe we didn't quite have that in the past, or we hoping we could beat someone. But now I think the expectations have shifted from hoping we could beat someone or being the underdog to we have to win now. The pressure's on us, and we can win. And I think going forward, we're going to be a favorite in a lot of games. So that changes, you know, attitudes a little bit. But at the, you know, at the end of the day, I think our team is pretty grounded right now, and it's our job as a staff to make sure we stay grounded.
Let's go to Friday night's game, Coach. We get off with a great start. We had a couple of open nets that we missed. I think Tanner Carroll still, even though he had such a great weekend, is still probably thinking, how did I miss that opportunity? But we get that first 8 minutes, we really dominated.
Well, we were ready to play, and I think it's a combination of, you know, big games, big hype, Stanley Cup, you know, obviously big crowd, and our first home games. The guys were really excited to play, and you could tell it. This team's interesting. There's a looseness to them, and sometimes you, as a coach, you're concerned how loose they are. You know, you want to tighten it up a little bit, but they're confident and they're loose, and you have to be. You can't be so uptight that you can't hold on to your stick. You know, you have to be in that zone, and they were in the zone Friday night to start the game, which I thought was important.
Yeah, and then Michigan started playing well, but we came back and got a great goal, and it was the first goal of the weekend with Reed Sturrows.
Yedla bringing it up the right side, muscling against Larkin, who was taking him, and Piazza will steal the puck away. Huskies trying to take it back as it squirts back out the center ice. Right back across the line for Johnstone. David Johnstone in front for Sturrows! Sturrows put it in, and the Huskies have a 1-0 lead here at the John McGinnis Center Ice Rink.
very rare that we see David Johnstone fumble the puck, but he actually did, and we got a break there and Sterling.